Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's not unusual to see teens hanging out around water during hot summer afternoons. On Tuesday, one group gathered at Rapid Creek to learn about water quality and urban runoff. The program gave students a hands-on experience in science. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
What do you think defines water quality?
The quality of the water.
Dr. Scott Kenner is a professor with the Civil Environmental Engineering Department at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. He stands next to a section of Rapid Creek questioning a small group of middle and high school students.
That's good or bad water quality? What do you think?
Bad.
Why? How do you know it's bad?
The students are part of the Rural America Initiative, or RAI, program, a nonprofit organization for in-need Native American families in Rapid City.
So when you look at a stream, it's so much more than just the water. It's the sediment.
They are participating in a fellowship that teaches kids about water quality.
Today, we're introducing the students to the cycle of water as it rains on the urban watershed, runs off, and gets polluted because we change the land use.
Kenner scoops rocks and water samples from the creek. He points out bugs to the kids and tries to get them to answer questions.
How do we prevent that pollution? And then what's its impact on, like, Rapid Creek, who receives all that runoff? We want to get them interested in science, but also to be educated about how we live affects our environment. And whatever they choose to pursue, they'll always have in their mind, I'm impacting, and I can make decisions about not impacting as well, you know, picking up that trash and promoting low impact development for urban drainage, you know, as they grow up.
The students also attend several water runoff classes on the mine's campus. Dr. Jennifer Benning is an associate professor of civil and environmental engineering. She talks to the group about rainwater.
A lot of times it'll fall off the rooftops, straight into the gutters, straight into the driveway, and then straight into the roads, and then straight into the storm sewers. And then where does it go from the storm sewer?
Into the creeks.
Yeah, into the creeks. That's what happens in Rapid City.
Benning flips through images on a projector to show students examples of water runoff.
What are some of the problems for people when we start doing that?
It gets dirty,
yeah. It's getting polluted.
So that was getting the kids to explore what we call low impact development strategies. So that's often referred to also as green infrastructure or sustainable development. It's ways to still develop, but to do it intelligently and in a way that's protective of water resources.
The program was funded by a grant from the EPA. Benning says the grant is being used to promote green infrastructure in Rapid City and protect water quality.
A big part of that is trying to do outreach to local professionals about these techniques and these strategies for low impact development. So, you know, we've met with a lot of local engineers and developers. But a big part of that, too, is outreach to children, too, to, you know, increase their awareness, hopefully maybe get them interested in pursuing degrees and studying these things in the future.
The campus was mostly empty as students traveled from building to building. Winnie Rencounter is an Ateapi program coordinator at RAI.
Every summer, our Ateapi program, we work with the students, spend the full day with them, Monday through Thursdays. We have about a 10-hour day. We take them through the Black Hills, showing them the sacred sites of the Lakota people, and teach them about the importance of the Black Hills to our ancestors. And then we take them out to swim, hike, fish, just to kind of enjoy the scenery here in the Black Hills. And so we spend a lot of time outdoors with them.
Rencounter says the day's activities give students an opportunity to explore the campus.
We felt it would be a great opportunity for the kids to get experience with the field and spend a day on the college campus here and hopefully inspire them to want to pursue this field, whether it's chemistry, biology, engineering, the different options that they will have as they finish school.
He says RAI and Mines connect the college's studies and environmental work to Lakota culture. K-12 teachers from around the state also attended the activities to learn projects to bring back to their classrooms. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.